In Congress, Democrats are banking on their Build Back Better agenda as the key message in next year's midterm elections. The last time the party created a new government program, Obamacare, in 2010, the backlash created a red wave and gave the GOP control of the House of Representatives. NPR's Deirdre Walsh talks to some Democrats about why they think 2022 will be different.
Chris Carney represented a red district in South Central Pennsylvania for two terms. He lost his seat in 2010 after voting for the Affordable Care Act. But when it comes to voting for the Biden agenda now,
it's kind of an easy yes.
He said the benefits of the first part of the agenda, the infrastructure bill that will fix potholes and make tunnels and bridges safer, are popular.
Those kinds of peace of mind issues are very important to people every day.
He admits it's harder to explain what he called the softer social programs, things like universal pre-K. But he says people across the political spectrum like these ideas, even if they don't always like more government.
Government can and sometimes should do big things to improve the overall well-being of the nation.
He said Democrats will have to zero in on examples of how this bill helps people in a way they failed to do with Obamacare.
I think Democrats will learn a lesson from that and explain the components of Build Back Better and why they're important.
Florida Democrat Stephanie Murphy represents a swing district in Orlando. She voted for the Build Back Better bills, but warned her party about trying to roll out so many new policies at once.
I thought we should pick a few things that mattered a lot to our constituents and do them well and do them in a sustainable and lasting way.
She said the fights inside the party also complicated getting the message out.
It makes it difficult to communicate it when there is Democrat on Democrat attacks.
But she said some pieces are already resonating.
I think that my constituents in Florida clearly understand the impact of climate change and the need to take action on that.
Unlike Carney, Oregon Democrat Kurt Schrader voted for the ACA and survived that wave election. He's a top-tier GOP target in 2022 and expects Republicans to nationalize the election again. But he says he knows what he'll talk about on the campaign trail.
I'm going to run on the prescription drug program that I negotiated. I'm going to run on the bipartisan infrastructure package that I started with my problem solvers group and negotiated. I think those are winning messages, but you got to have the resources to get your message out.
The bill still needs to get through the Senate, but the messaging war is in full swing.
We always say that the second that you get into having to explain what you're doing, you're losing the messaging battle already. That's the difficult part about legislating.
That's Kristen Hahn, a Democratic strategist who worked for moderates in the House in 2010. She said things like getting affordable health care if you have pre-existing conditions or having adult children stay on their parents' health care plans are popular now.
We weren't able to effectively communicate that at the time, I don't think, and that was detrimental to us in the midterm elections in 2010.
The president's low standing in the polls and the historic trend of the party in power losing seats in the midterms could mean this push is the Democrats' last big chance to enact major public policies for a while. But Carney says, unlike Obamacare, the Build Back Better bill can be a potent political weapon because Democrats can already show concrete ways they are changing people's lives for the better.
I would go on the offensive with this. I would ask everybody who voted against it why.
Carney said he knew the ACA was unpopular in his district then, but is glad he voted yes.
I was able to get health care for 33,000 more families and individuals. So, yeah, that's worth losing a seat over.
In the almost dozen years since that election, the health care law has become a political plus as more people are covered. Democrats on Capitol Hill argue the Build Back Better agenda has things that are helping people now, like the child tax credit. But if they want to avoid a repeat of 2010, they're going to need President Biden to aggressively tout policies that will help families and the economy. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.